Morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, and out of reverence for the gospel, I'd ask you to stand for the reading. Hear now the word of God. In the days of King Herod of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before them to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace that I endured among my people." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
I hope that you will hear the words this morning of a very familiar story, and yet hear them as if you had never heard them before, as we join together in the telling of this very special time in the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth. As we move through this season of Advent, and as we celebrate the coming of the Christ child, it's good for us to think again about all the different characters in all of these stories that we know so well. So for the next 5 weeks, we're going to kind of begin thinking about these very special people who have come to us through the scriptures, who tell the story, who live the story of the coming Christ. And this morning, we read about Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah was a preacher. Well, he was a priest. He was of the priestly family. And his job was to go before to the temple to help with the worship services that they had there. And these words that St. Luke gives us this morning begins the story about the birth of Jesus. He says that Zechariah was a priest, that he was married, his wife's name was Elizabeth, and that they were up in years. They were older. Now, Zechariah, along with 50 other priests, were chosen to make their way to Jerusalem to serve God in the temple. That is the way that their worship worked out. And on this day that they were to go to the temple, Zechariah had become the honored one because he had been chosen, probably by lots, to go into the holy place and offer incense as a sacrifice to God. And he was to take the needs of the people into that room and present them to God. And then, after he had completed that, he was to take the words that God told him in response to those needs and share it with the people gathered there at the temple on that day. Alone, he would be the one to go into the holy place. It was a great honor for Zechariah to have this, and it was a very solemn responsibility. And he was excited, probably a little scared, as he went with these other priests toward Jerusalem. And they approach the temple, and the temple is an impressive building. It is gold covered. There are silver trumpets that sound the fanfare to call the people to worship. And Zechariah enters the sanctuary, and he goes up to the altar, and he began offering the incense. And he was to speak to the Lord, and all of the sudden, something unusual happened. An angel appeared and began to speak to Zechariah. And here's what I think Zechariah might have said that day in describing the events. He said, "I'd already made part of the offering, and I was about to ascend the steps of the altar when I realized that I was not alone. That it was the strangest sensation that I had ever known. No one else was supposed to be in that holy place but me and God. But there was another being. There was something else there. I could feel it. And suddenly, I felt uneasy. My flesh crawled. It was that when this one began to speak to me, this angel. And even though I really couldn't understand exactly what they were saying, I mean, it was in a strange tongue, I was able to understand what they were saying. And it was complete communication. I was able to understand exactly. I was given to understand that my long prayers for a child had been heard by God, and that my wife Elizabeth would bear a son, and we would name him John. But I couldn't believe it. I'm an old person. My wife is an old person. We can't have another child. We're well beyond the age of childbearing. And I looked at that angel and I told that angel so. And I was given to understand that with God, all things are possible. With Him, it is never too late. For then I was told that for my doubt, because I doubted what God wanted me to do, I would be speechless and unable to speak until that wonderful thing, that child being born, had taken place. And then there I was, once again, all alone, Just how much time had passed, I have no idea. But I began to be aware of the voices of the people waiting outside of the altar area, wanting me to come out and share the message with them for that day. They were waiting to hear me speak, and guess what? I couldn't. So I made my way out to them, and I came to stand before the people, and they looked at me, and I tried to speak, and I couldn't. I had no voice. I should have known better than to question that vision. How many times have we said that? I should have known better. Somehow the people realized that something special had happened in my life. And they didn't seem to matter that I couldn't share with them the message from God for that day. They knew something special had happened. They knew that I had seen a vision, and they understood the silence. That's how I bet Zechariah tells the story. And then the time of his duty at the temple ended, and so he returns back to his home to be with his wife, Elizabeth, for this wonderful event that is going to take place. Can you imagine what Elizabeth must have thought when Zechariah walked into the house and began to try to make sign language and write things down to tell her what had happened? Can you imagine what Elizabeth thought when Zechariah says, "Oh, by the way, you're going to have a child"? But Luke says that everything happened according to what the angel said. This is a special story. It's a story sometimes we overlook because it doesn't deal with mangers and shepherds and magi from the east. There's no star in the east to follow. But this is an important story. In fact, Zechariah and Elizabeth are really just ordinary people, just like you and me. They are people who approached each day with the knowledge that it would be filled with the same activities, the same people, the same thoughts as every other day. And they were old. Luke reminds us that they were past the age of childbearing, and yet with Zechariah and Elizabeth, the story of the birth of Christ begins. The story of these two were surprised by God serves to remind us of several matters as we approach this Christmas season. First of all, we are reminded that the ordinary often becomes the extraordinary. Something that is just every day becomes so special. It was an ordinary temple service that the angel appeared to Zechariah. It was right in the middle of the normal routine, the way of doing things, the way they were done every day at the temple, when this angel appeared. It was a common way to greet the new day. And it was very unlikely that Zechariah the priest and his wife Elizabeth would become special people for God. All of this suggests that as we prepare for the coming of Christmas, if we open ourselves up to God, if we make ourselves aware of the coming of Christ, the ordinary, the routine, the commonplace, and the unlikely will take on a completely new dimension and become extraordinary. Second of all, this story of Zachariah and Elizabeth gives us some interesting insight into prayer. The very righteous and holy often pray with doubt. I pray with doubt all the time. And I tend to argue with God with insights that may be revealed. And there is a word of caution. For when Zechariah prayed, he got more than he bargained for. Have you ever heard the statement, be careful what you pray for, you might get it? Scott can understand that, don't you, hon? Yeah, yeah. It's scary sometimes. He prayed for a son. And God chose to give it to him in a very extraordinary way, didn't he? And he gave him a very extraordinary child, one who was to prepare the way for Christ, one who was to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. So be careful what you pray for. But don't be afraid to pray and to say, God, you know, I might doubt just a little bit, but you can help me. And God helped Zechariah and Elizabeth that day. And then one more thing that we were reminded of today as we celebrate this story of Zechariah and Elizabeth is that it's never too late. Though by their own words they were too old to have a child, a child came. Can't you imagine some of the thoughts that must have gone through their minds? I can't even imagine it, what it must have been like. They must have felt, as some of us do sometimes, we've done our share. Let the younger ones do their part. We've served long and faithfully. Don't ask us to do anything else. But God had a very special work in mind for this husband and this wife and for their son John. And though they were surprised, they were open to that responsibility. And they were obedient to the vision that the angel gave them. It's never too late to be faithful to the call of God. Let me say that again. It's never too late to be faithful to the call of God. It's never too late to take the responsibility for opportunities that are provided your way to share the light of Christ with the world. There is that friend who lives down the street. There is that one who serves you at your favorite restaurant. They need to hear the story of the light of Christmas. And we're called to do that. To be responsible to the vision that Christ has called us to. And that is to make disciples. There's one more final matter that we dare not ignore this day. Is that we need to prepare ourselves for the larger happening, for the celebration of the Son of God in our lives. You see, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they permitted themselves to be a part of that preparation. And oh, what preparation it was. But they were faithful. They were faithful to the call. They heard the voice. And they responded. Are you ready to respond today? to the call of Christ in your life? Are you ready to respond in love to those around you who need love, who need presence? Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Sorry, I lost that there for a minute. Presence. You're called to be a part of something so extraordinary, even though it's what we do every year. We tell the same story every year. But it's special. Live as if it is special this morning. Be ready. Be prepared. Pray. Be open. And hear God's voice. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, I can't even imagine what it must have been like to be Zachariah and Elizabeth. And I thank you, O God, that they teach me to be obedient and to be ready to do what we are called to do. As we prepare for this special time of year, as we rush around and have parties and decorate trees and wrap presents and cook food and all those fun things, oh God, help us not to forget the most important part of Christmas, and that is the coming of your Son to change our lives, to make our world a better place. May we always remember that. In the name of Christ, amen.